Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Sam and Gigi and Marty.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. We got you loaded up with different interviews, I'm sure. But I got to read your book over the weekend, and I was so engrossed from the first page, and you even captured my husband's attention. He's not an avid reader at all. Forget him to read. It's got to be something really good. So,
that's great.
Is just awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I am salivating. I salivated over the whole thing. It was just that good. It took twists and turns. I just don't know where. How does this all come into your head?
Well, I really appreciate it. It's so nice to hear you enjoyed Miracle Man that much. That's terrific. That's great. Yeah, it was a labor of love, I think is the best way to describe it. And I'd wanted to create a character in Bobby Austin, the protagonist, that I felt could sort of be inspirational and accessible to people as a real-life modern hero who is kind of an anti-celebrity, which I felt was refreshing in today's times. And it really was something I greatly enjoyed writing, I must say.
How did you, I know, you know, you must have just come up with an idea. How do you, you have just a basic idea with an outline. You have so many technical things in there, which, by the way, don't get in the way of reading, because you write it so well that even if you're not a scientist, you get it.
Well, yeah. No, thank you. I mean, I did a great deal of research in writing the book because I wanted it to be believable and plausible. So there are two aspects I researched a lot. One was the nature of what we call profound intelligence or genius. I wanted to be able to establish him believably to the reader as being the greatest genius in history. In short, someone with literally 10 times Einstein's intelligence. And so to do that, I read a lot about actual geniuses who lived, how they were tested, et cetera, et cetera. And then the other thing I put a lot of research into was medical science, because since I was going to have Bobby Austin curing all these diseases, I didn't want to just write things like, and then he cured this, and then he cured that, because I thought that was asking too much of the reader. So I did a lot of research that allowed me to cobble together cures that I felt were believable for the reader, so the reader really got engrossed in the journey, and Bobby became a really believable hero. And I tried to do that without getting too scientific, because I didn't want it to look like, you know, people were in a science class. So I kept it to a minimum in the writing, but gave people enough so that they could come along with the story.
Absolutely. And it works out extremely well. And you can't just say it's a scientific kind of book or sci-fi, or you tie so many different elements together so well in this book, of morality, of choices in life, of how much one life can mean in the world. It was just you are doing a sequel.
Yes, I'm going to do a sequel. Excuse me?
I said that wasn't a question, it was a demand.
A demand, okay. Well, thank you. I think the ending, the reaction I got from readers to the ending was that they were really surprised by it. They liked it, but they were really surprised. And I think the ending does set up very much for a sequel, for a part two.
And have you started on it yet?
I've started general outlines. I'm planning the sequel to Miracle Man to be, very very twisty, plot-driven, a lot of surprises. I think right from the get-go, people are going to be really surprised. So, I'm excited about it because I actually have developed a real affection for a lot of the characters in Miracle Man, and so I don't want to let them go. You know, I want to develop them, and I think people have actually gotten like an affection for Bobby and some of the other characters, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, now you're also an attorney, and an entertainment attorney at that.
Yes.
You deal a lot with other people's ideas. How is it to deal with your own idea to write a book? Where did you jump?
Well, I wanted to write a book that was fiction and entertaining, but also brought up certain points that were important to me, certain topical things. So one thing I felt rather passionate about is that Bobby was using this extraordinary intelligence selflessly to help people cure diseases. But then I wanted to point out what all too often happens is that even when somebody does something that really makes him a godsend, it doesn't mean he's not opposed. And one of the big tension points, as you know, in the book is that the big pharmaceutical companies absolutely can't stand him because he is getting rid of a lot of their cash cow drugs because he's actually inventing cures as opposed to just repetitive treatments. And that then draws in some political intrigue because obviously the big pharma companies carry a lot of clout in Washington. So I wanted to like bring up that topic because I think a lot of people are disappointed with that aspect of, you know, the costs of drugs and insurance companies and all of that. And the other thing that was real important to me was to once again create a modern-day hero who wasn't who really had basis, because so many of the celebrities today, as we know, with reality TV and everything, there's like nothing there. They're like famous for being famous, and here with Bobby Aldrin, he doesn't want to be famous. He doesn't distribute pictures of himself. He doesn't want to be on magazine covers. So I wanted to create like an inspirational modern anti-hero.
Right. Now, have you met any people with extremely high IQs to help you develop Bobby's character?
Nobody anywhere coming into that kind of league. What I really did, as I say, to get insight into that kind of character and also a lot of the psychological problems that can come with profound intelligence, that was a matter of researching some real-life people who there have been biographies on over the last, 50 or years or so, and then sort of amalgamating, what they all seem to have in common. And as you know, Bobby is psychologically very complex, in certain ways very troubled, a lot of internal demons, and I think that also makes it interesting, and it does ring true from all of the research that I did.
Awesome. I can't say enough about the book. I just was enthralled with it. I cannot wait for you I think it'd make a great movie.
I appreciate you saying that. I have gotten a lot of readers who have said the same thing, so I'm hoping someone from Hollywood is listening because I do think it would be really cinematic, the characters, the subject matter, and I think it is different, and there is a lot of action and drama and surprises. So, I do think it could work really well as a motion picture, no question. One of the other things, by the way, that I know you certainly pick up on from everything you said is sort of the spiritual aspect of the book, the underlying message that, know, even one human life is so, so precious, because you never know what that one human life is capable of doing. And here Bobby has such a tragic childhood, and easily could have died as a child, and he didn't. He was saved, and the repercussions for the world were so extraordinary. And I think that's something people also, you know, just need to remember, that people sometimes from the most unlikely of beginnings can do extraordinary things that really affect society.
Absolutely, and your book does that beautifully. And I want to thank you. I know you have a lot of things you got to get going, and I think I was only allotted till about now. But I want to thank you so much. Thank you for writing it, because I really, really did enjoy it. I can't say that enough. And I look forward to the sequel to it, because it's you don't want to put it down. And when you close that last page and the story comes to the end and the twists and turns and you're surprised, you leave them wanting more. So I know two will be just as successful as one and the first. And I wish you all the, which it doesn't even luck. I just, get it out there is the only thing that people need to read it. It's really good. It discusses all the things we talk about on the air every morning about Big Pharma, about the government, and who wants cures, who doesn't. You know, what are we stopping that we shouldn't be stopping to keep certain people happy?
Exactly.
So.
Well, and you know what? If you want to see, I have a little video on the website, miraclemanbook.com. It's kind of a cool video with music, in addition to reviews and all that. But you might want to check it out, because it captures sort of the suspense of the book. So you might, you know, personally enjoy that. But I'll tell you, I can't thank you enough, not only for having me, but also for reading the book. And I'm just so delighted that you enjoyed it as much as you did.
That was a condition of having you. First, I will never have anybody on unless I read their book. And I don't give out recommendations like this unless I truly believe in them.
Well,
so,
thank you.
And I will post your website to our Facebook page. I'm on it right now. And I wish you all the best. I look forward to hearing from you again and following what happens with this book. You've already won an award with this book.
Yeah, they won a Best Thriller Award, and the reviews have been great, critics and everything, so just trying to get the word out, and hopefully a lot of people will pick up and really enjoy it.
Yes, so this has been Bill Leibowitz, the author of Miracle Man, that was named the winner of the Best Thriller of 2014 at the National Pacific Book Awards. And thank you so much again for coming on with us and discussing your book. Awesome.
Great
job.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back with more of JJ and Sam in the Morning in a few with you on